This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Mandy Nguyen. KTOO would like to acknowledge the Kleinadi, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon, and the Wushkitan, with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Akquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to their waterfront and forests. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunat chish for your patience as we learn. This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Mandy Nguyen. Lily Oderkirk, SAR Program Manager at Perseverance Theater, joins us on the show today. Thank you for coming onto the show, Lily.
Hey, Mandy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about what SAR is and how it's taking shape this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. So STAR is Perseverance Theater's annual summer performing arts camp. This year, it's happening a little differently because we won't be meeting in person for most of the camp. So it's 3 weeks long. It starts July 20th and runs through August 7th with a final virtual showcase. And it's for students 4th through 12th grade. Because it's digital, students from all over the state and even beyond can participate. We have some really, really incredible programs lined up. Students can choose between three different programs and then a series of classes that they can take as alternatives on Fridays. So our main programs are, one, acting in a scripted play. This year, we're really, really excited to be working with Frank Katas's play, The Spirit of the Valley. Aaron Tripp, who you may have seen last on stage in Devilfish as a Tinatu, is going to be directing that piece with assistance from our artistic director, Leslie Ishii, and also choreography from Lyle and Colleen James, who are also the choreographers on Devilfish. So that's really exciting. A second program students can take is writing and acting in their own radio play. We're really looking forward actually to be collaborating with KTOO and other local radio stations across the state so that students can hear their play on their local radio station. That's going to be a really exciting program. We have theater artist Ed Bourgeois who will be leading that. And then also with some sound designing assistance from the incredible Ed Littlefield. That's also really exciting. And then our third program that we have to offer is one I'm really, really looking forward to. It's for students who are interested in community organizing and storytelling through a multimedia approach. And this program is going to be led by Conrad Frank and DJ Dorigo, who are two incredible young artists in town and have experience in different artistic forms. And so it'll be led by the two of them. And then also they'll have a series of different guests come in and speak to the students. So those are our main programs. And then on top of that, we have classes like scene work with artist Donnie Gott, theater and activism with Rio Alberto, who's also in Devilfish. We have using your voice, preparing for musical performance with Salisa Thol. Lyle and Colleen will be leading another really incredible class on harvesting and movement. And then we have a couple of others also taking shape and form. So those are the courses we have to offer. Some really, really incredible theater artists. I'm really excited to be working with them.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of different programs and classes. So people have a lot of choices, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there really is something for everyone, I think. And the beauty of this being largely digital this year is that it really allows for students to have a lot more autonomy and authority in what gets created. The students who are acting in the scripted play, even though they'll be actors, they'll also be self-producers and lighting designers to a degree. So yeah, there's really a lot of room for creating the experience you want to create and taking charge, and also a lot of really exciting collaborative opportunities for students as well, to meet new friends all across the country.
No, that's super interesting because, right, when we think of theater and performance, we don't usually think of theater and performance through digital mediums. So I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit more to that and how you envision that happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's been a really interesting moment for theater artists across the country and the world right now, because we can't be together putting on plays. So as we've been planning this camp, it's been really important to us to not just create a watered down version of a camp we've led in previous years, but for this to really be something that could only exist right now in this digital moment. So all of the programs we're creating are created specifically with this digital platform in mind. Yeah, and you know, it's new and it's exciting and there's flexibility involved, but I think there's actually some really exciting opportunities within that flexibility.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be really interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm really excited to share. We're still sort of figuring out what the final virtual showcase will look like, but we're thinking it will certainly involve some sort of social media and website takeover by the students. So definitely stay tuned for that. I'm really looking forward to seeing what students come up with.
Oh, I love social media takeovers. I think they're really fun, especially with, like, I don't know, students.
Yeah.
They're like cool and savvy.
Exactly. I'll be learning a lot.
As I'm sure. No, for real. And before the show too, you said that you'd been really excited about all the different teaching artists that were coming onto the program. Could you speak a bit to what you're excited for and the different artists that will be coming on?
Absolutely. I mean, we have one, I'm excited that we are having so many different artists involved. I think it offers students a complexity of ideas and different perspectives to learn from. Students will be engaging with a lot of different artists throughout the several weeks. That's really exciting to me. And then it is just a really, really A-star list of artists who are not just incredible at their craft and dedicated to their craft, but are also wonderful human beings and really, really live by example that to be an artist and to be a theater maker is to lead with compassion and empathy. So I think it's going to be an incredible opportunity for students to grow both in their performance craft and also to learn about and gain skills in empathy building and collaboration, etc. And you know, it is happening mostly over Zoom. And I know that a lot of students are getting ready to go back to school where they'll also be taking a lot of classes over Zoom. But we're working hard to make sure also that this program is not exclusively an online experience. So each student will meet with their instructors for a couple of hours every day over Zoom. But then they'll also have projects that they'll be given tons of assistance on how to do, and also a lot of leeway as well in terms of making those their own, but to work on outside of that 2-hour period of time. So if we think about STAR going from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day, they'll only be on Zoom for a couple hours of that time, and then the rest of it, they'll get to be writing and collaborating outside wherever they want.
And what type of, I guess I'm thinking, is this program more for students already interested in theater or who have experience, or is it open to anybody? Because as someone who is a little bit scared by theater, this is a question I would be wondering.
That's a great question. It's certainly for, I think, for anyone. The classes are going to be, there's certainly, I would say that students who consider themselves to be like very experienced theater artists will be challenged, absolutely. And students who are new to theater or don't even love theater, but are really drawn to other kinds of performance, I think will also find a lot of fulfillment through the program. Yeah, and there's also having that, having the program be digital also allows for that flexibility too, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say the program dates were again?
Thanks. It's July 20th through August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Monday
and there's Friday. Okay, cool. And then you had brought up earlier that in the main program that the students would be able to do acting in the scripted play, you said this play was The Spirit of the Valley. Could you tell us how that play was chosen and what it is about it that like anyone participating should be excited for?
Yeah, it's a really beautiful and really funny play. Frank Katas is an incredible playwright and also actor in town. It is a play that it's set in Southeast Alaska, so it's relevant to this place, and it has some really, really incredible themes. It's about a brother and a sister and their relationship with one another, their relationship to their land, their relationship to their culture. I think it is a play that everyone in the audience, regardless of experience, can really, really enjoy and learn from and have a good time with. And it's written specifically with a young audience and with right. young artists in mind.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful. And so when will the showcase be? Has that been decided yet?
Yep, the showcase will be our last day of camp, so August 7th.
Got it. And how are preparations for the camp going since it's going to start so soon?
Yeah, they're going well. Things are gearing up, and we're really looking forward to start working with our students. I want to say I had the honor of getting to sit in on the Voices on the Land camp today, which is Sea Alaska Heritage Camp, and I think that students who are really enjoying that program will also, if they want to continue with theater camp throughout the summer, I think students in that program would really, really enjoy this program.
Voices on the Land camp?
Yeah, it's a performing arts camp that is being led right now by SHI. Lillian Ishmael Hope and Ed Littlefield and Vera Starbard are the incredible instructors for that program.
Wow, so people can just do theater all summer.
All summer long.
All That's summer. Where can people find more information about the STAR program if they want to learn more or sign up?
Yeah, you can find more information on Perseverance Theater's website or on our Facebook. We have registration information all up on our site. And I also want to share that we have quite a few scholarships available to STAR. Zach Gordon is generously offering scholarships for Juno students. We also have quite a few full scholarships available through Sea Alaska for Alaska Native students. And we're offering a couple of other scholarships as well. So the scholarship form is available on our website where you can find registration information as well. And we encourage folks to apply.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners today about STAR Camp or about theater, anything at all?
Yeah. I think I've mostly covered it all. I just want to reiterate again how wonderful it's been to be in all the planning meetings with the different teaching artists as they plan their courses. And I really think this program is going to be something special. So I hope that students will join us. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming onto the show, Lily. You can go to Perseverance Theater's website for registration and other information. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy.